Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man.
Woo! Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily, boogily, doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man, but you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Live from Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Great to have you along today. We've been talking to our television audience for a few minutes and now joins the radio audience across the country on Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeartMedia, and the American Forces Radio Network. Do a special broadcast for them every Tuesday.
Yeah, we do.
On The Voice.
I'm warm today here in San Diego.
Yeah, it is nice and warm.
Heat wave.
I feel good. I got the air conditioning blowing up my back. I'm a little chilly.
Must be nice over
feel
there in your little t-shirt and your
chilly
air conditioning. I'm over here in a freaking suit and tie.
We were talking to the television audience about the market today. Dow Jones, NASDAQ. Dow Jones up above 18,000 for a second day. Yep. S&P crosses above 2,100. Fantastic day there. Oil is above $41 a barrel. Gold, man, gold is on a tear. And what's interesting is the market's doing well and gold's on a tear. That's interesting.
Right. Yeah, that's why I called my mom this morning to make sure everything's
Make sure those teeth
out there.
Still, yeah. My parents go down to Mexico for their dentist.
For dental, yeah.
Yeah. Heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that.
A lot of people go to Costa Rica for cosmetic surgery.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You get it Monday and you stay till the next Monday, so everything goes down.
I would have aversion to that, to doing that, you know? The gold up $17 an ounce.
Yeah.
To $12.52 is what's going on there.
What kind of gold? Real gold?
Gold. Yeah,
pure gold.
Gold bullion. Yeah. Gold ore. That's what they call it. So we'll see. The interesting part about this whole thing is if you take a look at how gold has done in relation to the rest of the market so far this year, you will find very, very quickly that there was an inverse relationship. As the market was going down,
gold was going up.
But now gold is going up as the market's going up. So that's kind of an interesting
happy days are here.
Ball of wax. So, yeah, it's not such a bad deal. Hey, James Hurston's with us. James Hurston, Hurston on Hollywood. JamesHurston.com. He's an attorney. He is a law professor at Biola. He is one of the original members of the Temptations.
Wow.
He is the ginger. He is the ginger. He's the ginger counsel. And I believe he plays. Harp, blues harp for Saddleback Church, Rick Warren's church up there in the. We call it Northern California. Most people call it Irvine.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. But, hey, James, I was looking on, I was watching on, was it Newsmax or was it your website? One of the two was talking about California kind of holding the key for the Trump campaign.
Talk about
that a little bit.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, we keep hearing this talk about a contested convention, about these other candidates, including, Senator Ted Cruz and Senator John Kasich. And the fact is, the only person that can get the 1,237 delegates is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through an analysis and I wrote it down. And I looked at New York today and I looked at each contest leading all the way up to the last day, June 7th, when is the California primary. It's clear. Obviously, no one's going to have the magic number prior to California, but Trump is going to be so close. In my calculations, very conservatively, Trump gets up to 1,235 delegates.
Wow.
on that last day, partially because I project him getting a pretty good amount of the California delegates, but also that day New Jersey has their primary. It's a winner-take-all, 51 delegates in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Trump is, like, off the meter in New Jersey. Plus, I don't know if Chris Christie's going to help him or hurt him, but he's going to win. And two delegates short, he hired this guy, Paul Manafort, who is a veteran convention delegate herder.
Okay.
He's known for the guy who picks up the delegates. He worked for Reagan. He worked for... Gerald Ford, and he has said that he could pick up a gap of 200 if Trump was short 200. I think he's exaggerating a little bit, but I think it's realistic that Manafort could pick up 100, and there's no way Trump is going to have a gap of more than 100. I suggest he'll have a gap of, you know, two or three delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, it's a form of acceptable bribery, much like what is done in business. I mean, you wine and dine someone, or you make promises that they get a ride on a private jet.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump has all kinds of cards he can play with these delegates. And that process, mm-hmm. on June 7th, when the last primary occurs in California, there are 6 weeks from then until the big convention in Cleveland, the GOP convention. That's when the real art of the deal starts. That's when the real herding of the delegates begins. And I think that's the game that Trump is playing. And even Mitt Romney has said he thinks Trump is likely to win on the first ballot. He's trying to get either Kasich or Cruz to drop out. But he said that the way it's currently set up, and then just the latest poll came out in California, Cruz fell 4 points. Trump rose 14 points since the last poll. Trump's ahead by 18 in California. I mean, I didn't even take that poll into consideration. I didn't give him there's 172 delegates that he could get in California.
Yeah.
And, if he stays up there 18 points up, he'll get all of them.
Wow. What's the term for it?
The contested open.
An open convention.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
No, and what it does, this is what winning shuts down the GOP establishment that deserves to be slapped and shut down. And that it will take them out. And I think that's really good for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the only result that saves the Republican Party as some semblance of a party, because any other result, this party is going to have a schism. It's going to break apart. And that's because if Trump goes in there and somehow they manage to wrangle another nominee, anybody other than Trump, if he has the most votes, the most delegates, the most supporters, and he comes out of there not getting the nomination, his supporters will feel, rightly so, that the fix is in.
Well, he's hinted that there might be some violence. Well, yeah, not that he's going to,
I don't think that's true. I know Roger Stone says things like that.
But I do
think they walk out.
Well, but could you imagine, though, if he does not get, he has the delegates, does not get the nomination? I mean, what is that? I mean, that's a virtual shoe-in for the Democratic Party, is it not?
It is. It is a virtual shoe-in because it breaks the Republican Party apart. I mean, other people have said, Geraldo says it's the end of the Republican Party. There's a whole bunch of pundits who say it would end the party.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most people are predicting that it won't happen, and I don't think it will, because I think Trump's going to win the first ballot and shut down all this. It's a shadow campaign that's going on. Cruz has people going into states, contacting the delegates and saying, look, can I have your commitment on the second round? That you'll vote for me on the second round? Mm-hmm. These are Trump delegates.
Yeah.
He's hitting up on. And who knows what kind of favors are being promised.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now but listen, if there was an open convention, wouldn't that open the door finally for an independent sort of third party or not?
Well, if there's an open convention, if Trump doesn't get the nomination, I think a third party automatically is born. The Trump supporters will all want to re-register, will want nothing to do with the GOP establishment. And so, you know, the birth of something like the Reform Party, something, a third party. I don't know if Trump is able to run as a third party candidate that late and get on all the ballots in all the states. That might be an obstacle for him. But I do think that, you know, I use the word schism. That's a historical term that refers to the church breaking up. And it's very much like that. It's like a fundamental disagreement that runs so deep. And that's the thing. The media, the party elite have underestimated the way the rank-and-file base voter feels about the leadership's performance over the last 8 years, and particularly, and their rhetoric. I mean, it's ridiculous. When has a Republican stood up and said the truth about Obama's policies? We rarely hear it.
Well,
we didn't hear it from Mitt Romney.
Right.
Well, when we hear Donald Trump characterize Hillary as crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
that is absolutely, you know, yesterday I'm watching two different cable news shows, and they put up a chyron with a picture of Hillary Clinton, and underneath the picture it says crooked Hillary with quotes, but they left it up.
Yeah.
And it's sitting up there as you see Hillary Clinton talking and campaigning.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, I don't know if Trump planned it that way, but it turns out to be brilliant.
Well, and of course, his timing tends to be good on these types of things. He's had someone looking over his shoulder during this stuff. James, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. James Herson. JamesHerson.com. Visit his stuff on Newsmax. Of course, lots of great resources on his website, JamesHerson.com.
Or a couple old Temptation hits.
A couple Temptations.
Here and back there.
Coming up, Sal Buscemi, The Art of Hard Money Lending. Stand by.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you alongside.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again to James Hirschman. Have you ever written stuff on Newsmax? Fantastic. He's a good artist. He's a good writer. Yeah. Very interesting about Donald Trump and how California is going to be his key. Boy, the one state I would not want to be my key if I were Donald Trump.
Yeah, not a big reliability for the Republican vote out here.
Yeah, a little scary. Did you know, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Ernie Blackmon.
Oh, good.
From United Cannabis. Did you hear the news today?
I didn't.
Pennsylvania comes the 24th state with legal medical marijuana.
God bless them.
Here you go. Right.
Oh, nice. See that? There you go. Study up.
Yeah, study up on that. Ernie's going to come talk about that.
Whoa, daddy.
Cannabis Corporation and the whole nine yards. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P today, all looking in the pink, so to speak. We will talk about that more in depth later, but yeah. Dow Jones remains above 18,000 for the second day in a row, and then the S&P crosses over above 2,100 for the first time since December. Pretty big days on both of those. Gold and oil, both commodities, looking very strong. If you look at the exchange traded fund for oil, USO, you'll see that we've consolidated, but we're heading upward. And then if you look at the exchange traded fund for gold, GLD, you'll find very much similar sort of patterns, except for we've gone sideways for some time. But boy, look at where
they're touching up here.
Yes, they are.
Up here
you're talking about the 50-day move.
Yeah, that's always an explosive moment.
They're touching
each other up there.
Sal Buscemi's here. You know Sal. Sal, who wrote the book Making the Yield, Real Estate Hard Money Lending Uncovered. He is a managing director of Dandrew Partners in New York City. They specialize in placing capital, for institutional money, into distressed commercial real estate investments, which is pretty interesting business. And he has he's launched a new website called thecommercialinvestor.com. And we got to talk about interest rates and everything else with Sal. Sal, how are you, sir? Good to talk to you again, man.
Sully, good to talk to you again. That's perfect.
Hey, listen. So, first of all, thanks for coming back. Tell us about the new website, The Commercial Investor. That's right up your alley.
You know, there's a lot of people here who are just looking about, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there in the asset class. So we wanted to democratize it so, you know, we could put a lot of information out there so people are making intelligent decisions. I think, you know, people are excited about the stock market. Some people want to take their gains off and they want to put it in the commercial real estate. Yields are low and they're looking to put it in. But, you know, it's not necessarily, it's a little different. It's not as easy or liquid as buying a security, you know, like an equity or a bond. So we went over it, looking at it with the unvarnished, cynical viewpoint of myself being a veteran fund manager for 18 years. And so far, it's, you know, receiving about 30,000 hits a month. We haven't even really promoted it that much.
My goodness.
The first radio show. But it's pretty good, and people are getting a lot of value out of it because, you know, sometimes you get a broker selling you stuff who might not have your best interest at heart. There's, you know, no alignment of interest. You know what I'm talking about.
Sam. Sure.
So this is sort of laying it out there in the, you know, in the sort of flattening the field, if you will, so that everybody has an even opportunity.
So for our radio audience, it's pretty simple. Just go to thecommercialinvestor.com. But for our TV audience, guys, pull up that website once again because there's a couple of different tabs on the bottom. One of them says start a hedge fund. Talk about that. Are you teaching people how to start hedge funds or how to be high-paid consultants and so on and so forth?
It is, yeah, because there's a lot of people out there, who, let's face it, yields are low. I think yields will always be low, regardless of who gets into the White House. It's the Fed Reserve that really runs the world, if you want to think about it. And there's really no catalyst for rates to increase any time going forward. So at some point, people are going to have to put something money into something where it's going to be cash flowing. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people have $1 million, $2 million sitting around in, but they can do smaller increments. And so what you're seeing now with the advent of crowdfunding is that there's actually a lot of interest in people pooling money together amongst themselves, being able to advertise for the first time in almost 80 years.
Sure.
To be able to solicit investors. So there's a new...
Boy, we're getting phone calls for that.
Yeah, it's like a capital liberation movement. Where people are able to go in there and talk to their friends and not have to worry about getting, having the SEC snooping on them. So, and you're seeing a lot more of what we call these club deals or crowdfunded deals get done. And so we're showing people how to do it the right way. But there's a lot of bad ways out there.
I'm hearing stuff about why don't you take part in being an owner of this building because the post office uses this building. And they pay their rent every month.
Yeah, you can take a little piece of all those things.
Yeah.
There's a couple of...
Yeah.
It's called a syndication, right, Sal?
Yeah, it's a syndication. Tenants in common, is another word for it. But, there's ways to do it. And people are always worried, and this is why I wrote Making the Yields, is that people are always worried, well, I don't have good credit. I don't have any of this. Who cares about that? You can syndicate money to be... the mortgage on a particular property,
yeah.
And it's easier to do it than syndicating the equity. So, I'm writing a blog post that'll be out next Tuesday about how to do that. It's going to be very comprehensive, but really soup to nuts to show you guys, the listeners out there. Hey, you know what? There are alternatives out there other than low yielding CDs and all that kind of stuff.
I think what we should do here, Russ, is have you take one of these courses on becoming a high paid consultant or starting a hedge fund.
Well, because
if you look at the tools that these guys have,
right?
And Sal, you've been in this business. You've been a fund manager for 18 years. You've been on Wall Street or that guy on Wall Street, for gosh knows how long. But you have focused. I mean, weren't you with Goldman Sachs for a while even?
Yeah, I started out there, and then at the age of 28, I raised my first $30 million hedge fund. We were buying a lot of non-performing residential paper from, we were basically the kitchen sink for Bear Stearns, and you know what I'm talking about, it's the worst kept secret, that they were going under,
mm-hmm.
and we were buying a lot of their subprime loans, and that's really where our first institutional raise, and we were doing some other distressed stuff, so we were doing a lot of distressed things, and I saw how a lot of investors were getting hosed because people who were operating them didn't know what they were doing either. Just because you buy something doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be tenanted, and a lot of people have this thing called emotions, and when they get into these investments, Sully, what happens is they buy with emotion, and then they wind up getting screwed because they feel as though they have to do something. So we give it a very dispassionate view of how to be able to invest in these assets.
Sal, I think when I get emails every time you're on the air with me, and one of the emails that I got a while ago was talking about, you just talked about an institutional raise. There's a lot of folks out there that want to put together a little bit of money so they could go buy a building, like Russ said, or so on and so forth. But they don't have the resources to go out, not the money resources, just the contact, the black book, to go out there and raise the money. What do you sell those people?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we have a bunch of infographics that we give away or blueprints. And I would suggest if you go and if you register, there's one there, but we'll release it by email probably this weekend. But what it is a list of all the institutional lenders out there. That these people, if you're getting in a good price, right?
Yeah.
They'll fund the deal for you. But you got to be able to know what you're looking at. And I would urge people to go to the Start Here first and read through that before you get involved in doing anything, because you really want to know what you're doing when you look at valuing these deals, because it is kind of a club. It's sort of a cabal, Sully.
Sure.
You call up and you don't know what the hell you're doing. And what happens is that you're not going to get that person on the phone a second time. So
well, I think while I'm
that's
spending,
why we tell people, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to spend a week in Cabo, and I figured I'll take a lesson while I'm laying there and learn a little, live a little.
That's exactly what you should
do. That for my life.
Hey, Sal, stay right there for a second. I want to ask you about a couple of things as far as your new website. In fact, it's a great resource. In fact, guys, pull up the website for us one more time. It is called thecommercialinvestor.com. And lots of great resources on there. Start a hedge fund, commercial deal making, high paid consultant. It's all right there. We'll talk more with Sal Buscemi coming up. Stand by.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The Big Biz Show and our affiliates, our hosts, are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. We also do segments like Small Caps or People Too, Put That in Your Man Purse, and Buy, Sell, or Hold. The Big Biz Show has entered into agreements to provide exposure for most of these companies, and those companies agree to compensate us either in free trading shares, restricted stock, or cash. To avoid all potential conflicts of interest, we do not sell shares into the open market during any company interview or any period thereafter in which the value of those shares might be impacted by our agreement. This means as we release new information about a particular company, either during our broadcast, on our website, or otherwise authored by us, you can be confident that we are not selling shares at the same time. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by going to bigbizshow.com, Small Caps or People 2 segment, or contacting bigbizradio@yahoo.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available on the websites of the Securities and Exchange Commission at sec.gov. Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California, a Big Biz Show is on the air. Oh, my goodness. TV, radio.
Internet.
Are we on the internet?
Yeah.
Can you watch us online?
Everything's on the internet.
Yeah. We're about 50 million TV homes strong. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your.
Ah! Rah!
For retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Better believe it.
Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor. Bloomin' Brands and their fine family of restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse, Fleming Steakhouse, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
And have you seen Carrabba's?
I have seen Carrabba's.
Lucky boy.
That's exactly right. Tax Resolution Service is now called Tax Defense Partners. Tax Debt Negotiation Resolution and also Tax Audit Defense. Origin Clear, Breakthrough Water Cleanup Technology, United Cannabis Corporation, and Price Patrol. Get the new Price Patrol app today. Rusty searched for bacon today and found bacon-flavored sunflower seeds just within our geolocation.
Yeah.
And at the cheapest price.
$4.95.
Go get the Price Patrol app. Very good. There's the 50 states of bacon, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about that story. Bacon, one of America's favorite foods. Was it universally adored across the nation? Nope. Nebraska, number one, has 132% more people Instagramming about bacon versus Hawaii.
Oh, they don't like it. 48%
below the national average. Where do we sit here in California? We're low to middle.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
We're okay. Sprinkle a little bit on our turkey.
Is that Illinois over there that I'm looking at? The other...
The T-back, that's my favorite sandwich ever. Turkey, bacon, avocado.
You like that?
That's
get that over at Borden Brew?
Oh, yeah.
Down in Del Mar?
Yeah, or up at the ballpark.
Up at the ballpark. Oh, I love, you know, Petco Park is a food destination.
God.
I know.
I've got to go to more games this year.
Just to eat.
I got full, yeah.
Don't go on your avocado egg white day.
No, none of that.
That'd be a bad deal. Sal Buscemi's with us. Let me tell you, hey, Sal, you know what I just did?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sal, let me tell you what I just did. Sal, by the way,
okay.
He's the founder of Dandrew Partners. Dandrew Partners can I call you a hedge fund? They specialize in placing capital from institutional investors into distressed commercial deals. He wrote a book called Making the Yield, Hard Money Lending Uncovered, talking about people investing in hard money real estate as an investment class, but also he has now started the Investor Syndicate, and you can go there to the commercialinvestor.com. I just went online and used my own money, Sal, and subscribed to your investor syndicate.
Yeah. Oh, I am honored.
Pushing.
Privileged.
Yeah, tell your wife I'm helping putting your kids through college. $39 a month at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have now. Listen, so watch what's going to happen. I'll be off the air in the year. Do you know why? I'm going into this business.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I used to run a couple investment banks.
Yeah.
I ran a hedge fund. I did a lot of VC work. Why I can do this on the side, Sal, right?
Yes, you can. And
that's
a lot of people are doing it on the side.
Watch what happens.
They have no choice, Sully. They have no choice.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of opportunity out there, and they know that there's, you know, there's a lot of investors out there who are tired. And I think in my heart of hearts that there's no catalyst for rates to increase in our lifetime. And I've been saying that for a while. There's 15-year track record of calling that since the horrific events of 2001, September 11th. But there's just no catalyst for it. You can have more than 20% of the total dollar in tax revenue go towards paying the debt, and then you're going to compromise military protection and all that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. you're not going to see rates increase. You'll probably see them maybe go negative at some point, and that's going to be really interesting. So there's a huge opportunity for people out there who are like, you know what? I know a few guys with some money. They're not really super rich, but I know they're sitting on cash, and they're nervous, and they're looking to put it somewhere. They want to be diversified out of the stock market. How do I take advantage of this? That's why we put together the commercial investor, yeah. Sully. That's why we did it.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I know some people.
I happen to have a couple of national TV shows. I'm going to leverage that. You're my spokesperson, Russ.
That's right. How would you to make money in the real estate
that's
business?
Exactly right. See, I can feel it. Look, that's right.
Man right here, Bob Sullivan, Sully Sullivan, will teach you how.
Yeah, we'll have like a MasterCard Visa thing on the bottom.
I'm signing up
thing.
Now.
Sal is running fast as he can in the other direction.
Your kid's safe at school. I just signed up.
Hey,
too.
Before I let you out of here, first of all, I think we need to have you on every week to talk a little bit because I think you could take a lot of people through this. But there are three sort of metrics here that you have created on the new website, Sal, and that is starting a hedge fund, commercial deal making, and high paid consultant. Before you can you just briefly talk about those three verticals for us?
Yeah, so the first one that we're looking at right now is the consultancy. We have a lot of people who have gone through, and we're launching a certification program actually next month. It's called the Association for Capital Placement Agents for Real Estate. And there's a lot of people out there who are looking for advice. Sully, how many times have you been solicited by someone with a PPM saying, here, read this 200 pages and tell me it's a good deal. I'm going to put $100,000 into it.
Right. Fact, you know, so the PPM, by the way, is a private placement memorandum. I created a document. I'm not kidding. When I ran an investment banking firm, I created a document called Investment Placement Proposal, which took that PPM down to 13 pages, and I raised more money using that than I did with the shorter. And then, of course, you have to simplify it. Continue.
Yeah, so we use pitch books. That's what we do. There's the joke on Wall Street, there's a one pitch book that's been created and it's been repeated over and over again. So so when you see an opportunity, how do you communicate it to investors? We have people who are making $25,000. We have ex-vets who are doing this. And what they're doing is that they put themselves out there as an authority saying, hey, I can save you your life savings. You know, let me take advantage of this. Because people are emotionally based and they're going to go into something because, well, this guy's very well known. And I mean, I've heard it all. I mean, I've heard, well, he's very respected in the community or golf club or church or something. Right. But how do you know you have your best interests at heart? And that's the whole purpose right there. So that's the consulting point. The other thing is running basically, it's a hedge fund, but really it's more like a private equity firm. And so you're going to see opportunities, and there's two different structures you're going to use. Are you going to use a fund structure to buy something? Maybe if you're buying something where, you know, you're pooling a lot of investors together and you're buying a lot of assets. Or you're going to be a lender, for example, or do you just need a JV investor for one deal, one apartment complex? So we talk about that. And so that's sort of like really laying out the step-by-steps of what you need to know to determine what structure you need to do. And, you know, this is important because people who want to do this stuff, I know I'm going to infuriate some lawyers out there, but this is what makes the Porsche payments for them, because it costs $50,000 to $80,000 to pay for these deals. If you know what you're talking about when you go into it before you talk to a lawyer, this will get you down to like $3,500 for him to pay for the docs, the deal the way you want it to. Mm-hmm. But I've seen people get fleeced sometimes off of that, and you can buy boilerplate documents too and change it, but you need to know what you're doing. as far as doing that. And then, you know, talking to investors, where to find them, how to talk to them, how to present it to them. You know, like you said, compressing that 200 pages into 13 pages that make people want to trust you and understand the deal. If you can't explain it to your spouse or mother-in-law, you shouldn't be involved in the deal. And then the last one, I can't remember offhand. I'm not in front of my mind.
Commercial deal making.
Step off the desk.
Commercial deal making.
Commercial deal making. Okay, so there's a lot of capital. There, I mean, capital is a commodity today. So you have these Wall Street institutions, capital providers, and they're looking for deal flow. And they're looking for deals that might be the mall that is in some sort of, you know, they've lost a big tenant or something. You know, it's with someone who's going, not dark, but kind of, think of like a Sears, okay?
Sure.
You see that? There's an opportunity there. You know that they're going to be, you know, they're in their death spiral right now. I'm not saying they are, but, you know, something like that. What do you do? Well, there's an opportunity where maybe somebody can buy that using that money if they're buying right and they're buying at the right price. And that's exactly, you know, we give them the access. But be able to talk to these institutions, you know, in a grown-up way, the way grown-up men and women do that.
Well, Sal, thank you so much. Sal Buscemi. I want you to go to thecommercialinvestor.com. We're going to have him back next week and talk about sort of, we'll take one of these at a time.
Yeah, we might have some questions once we dive into
the
program.
Well, I think, yeah, I'm going to dive full in. I'll be out of here for like 6 weeks. I'm out. Do your own damn show. In fact, we could commercial. How would you like to invest with Russ T. Nails?
Yeah.
Coming up, Ernie Blackman with United Cannabis Corporation. Yes, there's another state that's legalized marijuana. We'll talk about that. Stand by.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Good show's on the air. Good to have you along. Oh, oh my goodness. That was interesting. With Salvage Jimmy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I like that. I got to check out the website.
The commercialinvestor.com.
And you have a little expertise to be a consultant or something, I would imagine.
I see you have a news article here. What does that news article say?
Pennsylvania becomes state number 24 with legal medical marijuana.
Wow.
Something weird about that word, though, so marijuana. Now that I know the history of it, I back off saying it. I try to use cannabis.
Well, there's one person that knows this better than anyone.
Yeah.
Ernie Blackman, the CEO of United Cannabis Corporation, stock symbol CNAB. Ernie, did you hear about this news? You got Pennsylvania being the 24th state with medicinal marijuana. That gives more people that you can sell your stuff to, does it not?
It really does, and we're really excited that it's moving that direction. We feel like that's just the natural progression of where this industry and where this space is going to go. And one of our major investors, Cilantra, was actually instrumental in the formulation and the writing of their regulations. Mm-hmm. And so we feel really good about that market and feel that it may be one of the next places you see United Cannabis pop up.
It could be. They're going to grow it up a little bit. At first, you can start to utilize the medicinal oils and things like that. But then they're going to start to regulate the medi shop owners, the growers, and the whole nine yards. Take a couple of years to ramp up. But isn't that a better way to do it in a state where it's just becoming legalized? Take it slow.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you give those moms and those really sick patients that have been pushing it, because there's always got to be groundswell, and there's got to be some people shoving this product along in the legislatures to get it going. So you give them access immediately, decriminalize it for them to be able to possess it. Yeah. As you're formulating your system, I think it's the best of both worlds.
And they're so passionate about it too. Those moms, when you have a child that's aching, as a parent, you know, you would do anything to help them out. And so they come to these politicians, and they plead their case. The politicians see it in their eyes and hear it in their voice that they need something to help these kids along. And luckily, they're getting it there.
Hey, Ernie, here's my question. Here's my question, though, because from what Russ says, you know, is there a stigma to the word marijuana now versus cannabis? I mean, or is that sort of evaporating as we move forward?
Yeah. Well, you know, the plant really was given the name marijuana as a derogatory context to the Latinos that were using cannabis in the 20s and the 30s, back in the Reefer Madness era. So, yeah, it definitely speaks and alludes to prohibition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those of us in the industry prefer to use the term cannabis, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I found out.
Hey, Ernie, talk to us about United Cannabis Corporation. A lot of great stuff going on with you guys that I've read over the last couple of months, specifically some of the things you're doing with Harborside. Harborside is a retail... how do I describe it? Is it a retail cannabis location? Is that about the best way I can put it?
Yeah, they're the largest retail cannabis location in the world. So that would be how I would describe them. They're medically focused,
right?
Activists, very involved in the community, and they just so happen to see more people every day than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to be there. It's given our products exposure like we could have never dreamed of, and it's been a really nice fit.
So talk about what you guys are doing with them, with Harborside.
So with them in particular, we are manufacturing our Prana-based medicines, which is all the pills and the sublinguals, roll-on topicals, transdermals. We're also doing our Bubble Man brand of our flower rosin, our hash rosin, and the different smokable hashes.
Wow.
And then we've also working with our partner Gold Drop that makes the vaporizer pens, and happy to announce that Sunday night we actually won a cannabis cup for our CBD distillate, and we also won HempCon on the same night with the same product.
So we're
excited.
What is cannabis cup and what's HempCon? What are those two things?
Those are industry competitions where experienced cannabis activists and people in the industry judge your product versus all the other products, and you know, this 420 time period cannabis cup that the High Times puts on is really the premier event in the world. And HempCon is one of the top events up in Northern California.
Sounds like a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the second HempCon in a row that we've won top prize in. And then that's the second cannabis cup in a row that we've won a top prize in, too. So we're excited.
Ernie, what's next for you guys? You guys are, you guys seem to be, I mean, not seem to be, but you even were, I read an article where you were one of the top five cannabis companies in the country by respected periodicals. What's next for you guys? Are you guys going in one direction or another? Are you kind of winner take all with every single sort of vertical that comes out of cannabis right now?
You know, I mean, we're willing to work with other people that, maybe have more expertise or a better technique in certain ways, such as what we're doing at Harborside. Listen, you can't really argue with how they run their retail, and the proof's in the pudding, and Steve D'Angelo is an amazing person. So we're willing to work with those guys, and we look forward to working with those guys throughout California and other places around the world. There's a lot of stuff happening in cannabis, and we're open to being wherever we're accepted.
Yeah, a lot coming out of that plant besides just something to smoke, the oils.
Well, that's for sure. And then with you guys, Ernie, with the Act Now program, that's been adopted by Western medicine, not just holistic medicine. I think that's important to point out, correct?
Certainly, yes. We have many doctors realizing that cannabis has these medicinal effects, and more and more, they're opening up their minds to the idea that it can help their patients, and that's what doctors are there for.
Yeah, some of the medication they're giving them, I was reading about it, like opioids are doing more damage with the patient than anything else, and to have something like this come along really helps treats the problem and keeps the patient in pretty good health.
Most definitely, yeah. Those opiates are tough, man. I mean, they're amazing for what they do, for that really short term.
Yeah.
Take the top off the pain and completely mask it, but it's not something you want to do for a long period of time, that's for sure.
That's the difference. Ernie, thank you so much. Ernie's back with us every week here, beginning next week. Ernie Blackman, the CEO of United Cannabis Corporation. And, of course, let's look at this. Pennsylvania, the 24th state. We almost got half the state have legalized medicinal marijuana. How many states have legalized recreational marijuana?
I think we got five.
We got Colorado, Oregon, Washington, D.C. Who's the last one?
Colorado.
Oregon, Washington, D.C. No, I think there's one more. I just can't remember what it is.
Is it Arizona?
Maybe. No,
I think so. Call Arizona.
Call them up. 602 area code. Figure it out. All right. Chris Janik is our director. Curtis Madden is our assistant director. The Murph is our sound assistant today, as well as David Comito is our producer. I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails. His website is rustisfunny.com because...
Russisfat.com was taken.
Follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air and at Live High Live. See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.